Scott Hennett live and direct from NESA Consulting Service Tioga today with the broadcast of What's on Your Mind. And looking forward to a great day in the wonderful community of Tioga, North Dakota today, where we're coming to you from the new headquarters of NESA Consulting Services. This is our home base when we are in Tioga with What's on Your Mind. And a busy program for you. We're going to talk with Steve Jensen. Steve and his wife Patty farm north of Tioga. And they have been the subject of quite a bit of news coverage because their farmstead is the place where Tom, just minding his own, or rather Steve, minding his own business out there this fall, was harvesting, and all of a sudden he said, well, what the heck is this smell, and what the heck is that in the ground? And it was oil. It was a pipeline leak, one of the biggest in North Dakota history, and lacks of federal oversight on the particular stretch of pipeline led to a pipeline that was in a state of disrepair. We're going to talk to Steve a little bit about that whole process and what that's been like. It's certainly been in a lot of news coverage about that. But, boy, Steve and his wife, Patty, have really been just, if you ask me, model citizens about the whole situation, just dealing with solutions and ultimately getting it cleaned up. So I'm curious about how that process has come along and lessons learned. Look forward to chatting with them a little later on in the program as well. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to chat with... 9:30 will be Steve Jensen will be joining us. 10 o'clock hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for our weekly talk radio town hall. Kevin will actually be joining us at NESA Consulting Service. He is doing a Coffee with Cramer event in Stanley this afternoon at the Target Logistics Lodging Facility in Stanley. That will be taking place at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And actually, we're doing a little roundtable with some community folks. We have Ben Schaefer, the superintendent from over at Ray Schools will be joining us today, and Tom Wheeler from the Northwest Landowners Association, Farms by Ray, North Dakota. We have some folks from Tioga that will be joining us as well, and obviously Steve and Patty Jensen be among that group, and also some folks from Stanley. Dennis Lindahl is on the city commission at Stanley. A number of folks just sitting down to visit with Congressman Cramer, and we also have Senator Tom Campbell along today. Senator Campbell, of course, of Campbell Farms and Choice Financial, as well as state senator, here just interacting with folks in Tioga about impacts from the oil industry. And so it'll be a fun little event here today that they'll actually be hosting that here at NESA Consulting after the program from 11 to 12:30, and then we're going to do a little tour of Tioga. So busy day today, and we'll be tackling lots of things and chatting about all of that on the program as well. We also have a real live reality show star on the program today. Just because I'm a big fan of Extreme Home Makeover. Remember that show? And there's a spinoff show that is taking place that one of the stars of Extreme Home Makeover is part of. Paul. Remember Paul? I think they called him Paulie on the show, as I recall. But anyway, Paul will be here. Well, he was one of the designers on Extreme Home Makeover doing a new program where they're designing cabins in the wild. And actually, my real ulterior motive is to get him to come to North Dakota or maybe northern Minnesota. And, there's some good woods up there in northern Minnesota. Maybe it could be our when we're not at Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota, taking advantage of that great snowmobile deal, we could be at our own little What's on Your Mind cabin there in the Northwoods. So we'll find a spot for Paul and a spot for his new reality show. I'm going to tell you about that today on the program as well. And, of course, tackle the news headlines and all the rest today on the program. My pal Mark the Freedom Poet, host of the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5 every weekday afternoon, in addition to the Freedom Club director, getting set for a new round of Freedom Club meetings Monday night, Pizza Ranch, Fargo, and next Monday night, the first Monday in February up in Grand Forks at the Pizza Ranch. And, of course, our last Freedom Club event was right here in Tioga, North Dakota. So here I am again. Mark, how are you this fine Tuesday morning?
Well, I think it's warmer out there than it is here. It was 30 below wind chill, kind of brisk, but it's an interesting, nice day. It looks like you've got a terrifically jam-packed show out there.
We do, and it's just great fun. You know, one of my missions in life, having, I think spent enough time in Tioga, and now, of course, our company owning a station here, to say I'm not a local, but I'm here to at least say I'm a member of the community. I don't want to claim to have been a lifer like a lot of the folks here in Tioga, but I care a lot about this community. I really do. And, you know, my wife has family from around here, and I love this part of the world. And what I've seen initially, my transformation is, having come out here early on, just been bit by the bug of all the commerce that's happening as a result of oil and gas development and loving every minute of it, all right? And just wanting more, 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 okay? And then as you get to know more people who've lived here all their life, you understand the impacts that they have. and have gone through, and you see it from their perspective. And so my goal in life is really to sort of bring the two together, right? So that that folks that are new to the communities and are part of this Bakken boom can really ultimately become, you know, neighbors and community members along with the folks that have been here forever. And I truly believe that that is the lack of a sense of community, which is, you know, quite honestly, easy to not have a sense of community when you're here from some other place. You're transported, you're put to work, you're in temporary housing, whether it be, you know, one of the crew camps or an apartment or, you know, doing whatever it takes to work out here. You don't really get that sense of community, right, of, you know, joining the KCs or being part of a local church or, you know, any of those things. And I just think that's so extraordinarily important. I really do. And so what we've really strived for is to try and bring those two groups together and to really help in any way we can, whether it be, an example, the pool project is something we learned a little bit about last time we did a Freedom Club event with some young kids saying we really need a pool and we want it as kids and youth of an oil patch community, own it, raise the money for it. And my friend Tim Sunhagen is going to talk about that today. He's been on the radio with us before talking about fire and rescue efforts and all the volunteer efforts that go underway. And fortunately, some companies have stepped up to the plate, Hasson Continental and others, and made some decent donations. So the fire and rescue efforts are in pretty good shape. They still could use a few more bucks, but they're doing pretty good. And now they're on to the pool project for Tioga. Well, we want to help with that. So we're going to talk about that today as well in the roundtable. And, you know, that's what's fun.
I was proud of them getting their school bond through.
That was, and that was a prime example, kind of bucking a trend when people are concerned about taxes and to buck that trend and be able to do that, which is really good news as well. So just a lot to like with what's happening here, and that school project's going to be a fun one, no question about it. By the way, 10 above under cloudy skies here in Tioga. We flew up here courtesy of Cirrus Aircraft today in a beautiful new, the latest platinum version of the SR-22 that's literally right off the assembly line of Cirrus Aircraft, which, by the way, is North Dakota made. North Dakota and Minnesota made. They make a lot of the parts in Grand Forks. They assemble them in Duluth, Minnesota. And Gary Black, our pilot today, got us up here in less than an hour from Bismarck, and despite a 40-mile-an-hour headwind, and in time for the show. So we're very appreciative of our folks and our friends from Cirrus as well. And they're selling a lot of those Cirrus airplanes to folks, including NASA Consulting owns one now, just to get them around to all their different locations. But a chilly day, but a nice one here in Tioga, 10 above under cloudy skies. Valley looks to be a little different, 9 below in Grand Forks and cloudy right now. And, Mark, I think you mentioned the wind chill factor. With the wind, has things a little chilly in Fargo at 9 below now, cloudy skies, and a little bit blustery. I don't think we're going to get above, I think our warm is going to be 0 today, about 1 this afternoon. Well, it might get a few degrees above 0, but it'll be in the single digits if we do get above 0, but some snow for a good chunk, at least this afternoon, 60, 70, 80% chance of snow into this evening. So colder temps and a little snow. It's winter, though, right? We're used to this, are we not, Mark?
Speak for yourself. I don't know if I'll ever get used to it. It's just too much.
Gives me
the willies.
Snow with patchy blowing snow before 4 today in the valley, and I say snow very likely this afternoon. But the wind chills will be the big story. 30 below, breezy with a south wind, 15 to 20 in the valley. Winds gusting as high as 25. Chance of precip at 80%. About an inch possible tonight. Slight chance of snow before 8. Then a slight chance of snow after 11. Mostly cloudy with a low around 5 below. Wind chill values down there at 22 below tomorrow. Patchy blowing snow between the daylight hours. Partly sunny, cold. Temps falling to around 8 below by 5. Wind chill values down to 32 below as well. So we look at the patch chance of snow this morning. Then patchy blowing snow. Slight chance of snow this afternoon. Again, mostly cloudy. High near 23. Bit of blustery day with a southwest wind gusting out of the northwest later, 21 to 26 miles an hour. Winds could gust as high as 37 miles an hour, but not much snow or accumulation expected today. Chance of snow tonight, mainly in the early morning hours, mostly cloudy, about 3 below. Wednesday, sunny and cold. Temps falling to around 10 below tomorrow with wind chill values down there about 30 below. Blustery with a north wind 15 to 20 and gusting into the afternoon. So that's what we're looking at over the next couple of days weather-wise as well. So when we come back, we're going to talk with the man building cabins in the wild on the latest reality show. I'm hoping he'll build one in the Bakken or the Northwoods of Minnesota. That the full disclosure, that's why he's on the program. Paul DeMaio from Extreme Home Makeover, you watched him over the years on that show. Actually, it's pronounced DeMaio. DeMaio, DeMaio, tomato, tomato, but it's actually DeMaio. Paul will be here to tell us a little bit about that effort in the all-new National Geographic Building Wild. I love those reality shows. This one, by the way, premieres tonight at 8 o'clock, so you can watch it on. We'll talk with Paul about that coming up here in just a little bit. And then we're going to chat with some folks about what's happening on the ground here. We'll talk with Senator Campbell about what he hopes to learn here today, as well as Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will join us in the 10 o'clock hour. And by the way, if you have questions or comments for Congressman Cramer, get them in now if you would. You can do that by calling 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave your message for Congressman Cramer. More coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And we are back. We're live and on location today. Nesset Consulting Service, Tioga, North Dakota. Our entire statewide broadcast coming to you from Tioga today. Congressman Kevin Cramer and Senator Tom Campbell both be hosting a roundtable here with local officials. We're looking forward to that coming up a little later on in the program. And Congressman Cramer will be here to take your calls for a full hour in the 10 o'clock hour with our talk radio town hall as well. Is Paul on the phone, by the way? All right. We're ready to go with our next guest. Paul DeMeo is here, and from one of my all-time favorite shows ever, Extreme Home Makeover, now part of a new reality show. Paul, it's nice to have you on the program. How are you doing?
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Now, first thing I want to talk to you, you've been to North Dakota before, and I can't remember if you were part of the Bismarck Extreme Home Makeover build, but I know you were part of the one in Moorhead. Do you remember those?
I sure do. Moorhead, and I remember... Minot, Heritage Homes was our builder. The Gromish family there in North Dakota, in Fargo, I know Garrett, and yeah, they were great, wonderful, wonderful builds. Nothing but fond memories of that area and those builds.
You could be forgiven for, you know, forgetting after. So how many builds did Extreme Home Makeover go on? How many were you a part of, Paul?
I think 207.
Oh my gosh! And how in the world you could keep all those straight is beyond me. But do you have little special memories from all of them?
Yeah, you do. And I've stayed in touch with Heritage Homes and and the Gromish family. They're big hockey fans. I'm big hockey fans. So you kind of tie things together and you remember things that way. So. I do not remember the Minot family as well, but I certainly do the Fargo family. Moorhead, right? Yes.
It was in Moorhead, yeah. And you, of course, the Heritage Homes folks were part of both builds, which was pretty neat and rather unusual, as I recall, in the whole Extreme Home Makeover world. But it was a testament to a great North Dakota company, and I know they just did a fabulous job. It was really a neat time for North Dakota, and all of North Dakota came together for the Minot build. That was the first one, and then the follow-up one, the Gromishes in Moorhead. It was really neat, and it's one of those shows that makes me cry. I there's many Extreme Home Makeovers where, you know, here I'm a middle-aged, gray-haired guy with the tears coming down my face. It was a great show. It was a great run.
It was 9 years. You know, I was very, very blessed to be part of something like that, to witness, like you say, you know, to witness that thing, that happening. You know, you step back when you're in it. You don't quite appreciate it. But when you step back and look at, you know, what was accomplished by each of these communities, it's pretty incredible because, you know, what you accomplished, what you were able to accomplish in 7 days and how you didn't just change the lives of one family, but you really brought a community together. And, you know, the community there is a phenomenal community. We've never had any problems. Whatever you needed, people were opening up their shops in the middle of the night if you needed something. It was just a great experience all the way around.
And, you know, the heart of you and the rest of the Extreme Home Makeover crew was obviously pretty obvious through that whole thing. Now, tell us a little bit about the new show, Building Wild. And, by the way, this debuts tonight on the National Geographic Channel, Building Wild, tonight, 8 o'clock, our time local, on the National Geographic Channel. Compare Building Wild, for instance, with Extreme Home Makeover. Talk about any similarities we'll notice.
Well, we have volunteers coming and helping. Instead of having 2,000 volunteers, we have 8. We are not building homes, we're building cabins. So these are kind of seasonal cabins, and I know people up there in North Dakota are very familiar with hunting cabins and ice fishing cabins and that. So we're kind of in that culture. And because I'm involved, we are tweaking these cabins specifically for each of the people we're building them for. So if let's use ice fishing for an example. We would make sure that cabin has a way of being both an ice fishing cabin and a cabin when it's summertime. And, you know, we have to find ways through design to see if that gets out onto the ice and then it's able to get back to where it needs to go and all that kind of thing. So we build our cabins really with our clients in mind. The other thing that is different that I really love about this is the fact that we build it with the clients. So the family is there building with us. We don't send them away. They're not going anywhere. They get to see what I got to witness. In a much smaller scale. This is a different show entirely. But they have sweat equity in the project. And they bring that to the table. And they bring their friends to the table to make this happen. So, you know, I'm very good when it comes to building quickly and efficiently. And I kind of manage them and their buddies and their families and their wives in getting this done.
Now, the most important question is, how in the world did we get one of these cabins built like here in the Bakken, you know, some lake somewhere? When you're talking about wild, describe wild for me. Does this have to be like the jungle, or could we do it on some lake somewhere?
And I so badly want to get up there. I mean, because we're just starting this, we are pretty much
Vermont and upstate New York right now. That's kind of where our infrastructure is, and that's where we're building right now. But I've already talked to Tyrone up at Heritage Homes and said, you know, let's find the. I know there are folks up there that have, you know, whether it be a farmland or whether it be a land that's devoted to hunting or whatever it is, and we want to get up there because I really do love it up there.
For some reason, I'm a little trouble hearing you now. I lost you for a second there, Paul. But by the way, we're talking with Paul DeMayo, and he's with the new show that debuts tonight on the National Geographic Channel. You got to check this out, folks. They're building cabins in the wild and with a little smaller footprint than they did in the Extreme Home Makeover days. But that's kind of the idea, right? This is sort of Survivor meets Extreme Home Makeover, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, you know, every man kind of has that dream of getting out and being away from everything. And so we're building these little 400 square foot cabins, you know, nothing really bigger than maybe 450, I think, is the largest we went. And, you know, there's an outhouse. There's no plumbing per se. There's no electricity. I mean, I do a little bit of electrical work, but then you could hook up your generator when you come up to your cabin. But we use things that are around the property, whether it be an old barn, whether it be an old container, whether it be an old dumpster, you know, whatever you have. If you have 20 windows, we're going to incorporate those windows into the cabin. And that way we're able to, you know, be a little bit green in our building.
That'll be neat. And, yeah, I'm dreaming a little bit about a man cave. You know what I'm saying? I just think it'd be perfect. And of course, there's a housing crunch in the Bakken anyway. So I can just see some folks that have come here that have changed their life because of the North Dakota miracle that is happening. Fastest, you know, growing economy and all the job growth, lowest unemployment that's happening. It's hard to find a place, right? So imagine somebody that's changing their life and their family for the better up here in the Bakken and having the ability to design a man cave. With your help and your crew, I can see it happening. So we look forward to it. Again, folks, the show is called Building Wild, National Geographic, tonight, debut at 8 o'clock our time. Paul DeMayo. Thanks, Paul. Good to see you. Can't wait to have you back in North Dakota.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We'll be watching tonight for sure. Back with more from Nessa Consulting. Tioga, what's on your mind after this?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hammond here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Live and direct from the new headquarters of Nesset Consulting Service in Tioga today, a beautiful facility. And for folks that are in and around Tioga and the Bakken region, this is an event center. I mean, Kathy really built this as a much-needed facility for any kind of meeting, family gatherings, retreats. I mean, it's just it feels like home. It's so darn comfortable. It's unbelievable. Beautiful facility that is just on Highway 40 to the north of Tioga. Can't miss it. But make sure you call the folks. Jennifer actually is in charge of the events center and facility here at NASA Consulting today. So our thanks to Kathy Nesset and her sons, Randy and RC, who are our hosts today, and really appreciate them. One of the reasons they're hosting us today is Senator Tom Campbell, member of the state legislature, is with us today, along with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and they'll be interacting with some local folks about things that are happening here, and it's a good chance for us to catch up with Senator Campbell. Tom, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing great.
Nice to see you, and thanks for coming to Tioga today.
Well, thanks for the invite. It's fun to be out here.
Now, obviously, as a member of the legislature, you've been up in the Bakken previously and probably spent a fair amount of time during the last session hearing from all kinds of folks in the Bakken. But what are your impressions of what's happening in this the opposite corner of the north from your home turf of Grafton here in the Bakken?
It's great to experience this. This is my second time out here. We were just out here with our economic impact committee meeting about a couple months ago. We met in Williston, and we had a great tour with the mayor and went an hour around, and it was super to see a lot of the things that you're reading about, hearing about committee members and lobbyists requesting things, and it's kind of fun to experience some of this and actually see it firsthand flying in this morning, some of the flaring going on and the oil rigs and visiting with the people. It's just very impressive, and I think it's still has a long ways to go as far as growth and infrastructure, but I think it's catching up somewhat, and it's visiting with the Williston mayor and some of his ads, it's becoming more of a draw and a very, very positive thing instead of just a quick growth and man camps and so forth. So I like it. I like the direction it's going, and I'm very pleased to be here.
Did you know they grow potatoes up here every now and then?
Yes.
I don't know if they still do, but they did. Tom Williams, who will be one of the individuals that will be on the round table today from the Northwest Landowners Association, told me that I think it was his dad that grew potatoes.
We did a little experiment with Simplot many years ago in the 13-mile corner north of Williston, and they were looking at a French fry plant there back quite a few years ago. So, very aware of it, and nice, lots of irrigation up there. And I think since then, the oil has kind of overcome that, but definitely there's potential here for crops and the irrigation as well.
What kind of soil is ideal for growing potatoes?
You need a sandier loam, something that you can harvest, and going through a harvester, it has to be sifted out, all the dirt, to leave the potatoes. So a sandier loam, not a Fargo gumbo clay, does not work. So that's why you're kind of limited in the areas throughout the country, and typically irrigation is a desirable part too, but yet the Red River Valley is not. There's a minimal supplemental parts of it, but it's definitely a sandier loam is what is needed for the land.
We should put in a plug since you're a potato man, because we were at a restaurant last night with the Peacock Alley in Bismarck, one of the best restaurants there, and we chatted with Dale Zimmerman, the owner, after, and you were putting in a plug for Red and saying that folks ought to do a taste test. So tell our listeners what kind of taste test they ought to do.
Of course, I'm biased toward red potatoes because that's what the Red River Valley in North Dakota and the Minnesota Valley grows, is reds and yellows. The russets is traditionally grown out for table consumption in Idaho or the Pacific Northwest, And it's a good potato. It's they've promoted that potato for 50, 60 years as a baker. And it is a good baker, but it's more of a drier potato, and our red, a baked red potato has more of a potato flavor. So we're kind of joking around. Of course, we had probably an Idaho potato, and we're going to see if we can't take care of that. But a Red River Valley red is tough to beat. It's got good flavor, and of course, I'm promoting it because we grow it.
But folks ought to do a little taste test just to be sure, right?
Absolutely. You'll need a lot of butter and extra toppings on a russet, where a red, you don't need that because it tastes so great.
In addition to Campbell Farms, of course, you're part of Choice Financial as the chairman of that group, and you're expanding out to the Bakken from the Valley as well, right?
Yes, we bought 5 branches of the Great Plains Bank, headquartered in Dickinson, and we're just in the process of moving out and merging with that. So we're pretty excited to be part out here with some of this oil benefit and the deposits, and so it's fun. It's fun to be out here to experience this and see the, you know, how the wealth is growing and our population is growing out west.
And taking that experience as a farmer and a banker and now a citizen legislature, which is so great. I love the story about why you got involved in politics. It goes back to someone you'd met who served in the legislature many years earlier, but you really feel this public service is an important give back, right?
Absolutely. Harley Kingsbury was a representative in our old District 16 in the northeast corner, and he retired, gosh, many, many years ago. He's passed away since, and I was young, and he wanted me to get involved when he retired. And I said, in my late teens or early 20s, I said, no, I'm going to develop my businesses first. And he kind of scolded me a little bit. He says, if everybody had your intent, he says, you would not have a business environment to run. So he kind of scolded me. I didn't listen to him, but I kind of stuck to my goal of building my businesses up, and I threw my hat in the ring last November, and I was successfully won in District 19 and state senator, and I really enjoyed it.
So, that was your first session last time. So you were a freshman. Now you're up again because of the odd-even thing, right?
Yes, the redistricting. So I came in the middle of it, so I have to run again this fall, November election. So I'll be announcing my intent shortly in the next week or two.
And talk a little bit about being a freshman legislator, what you learned as a member of the Senate, and getting rolling up the sleeves, going to work as a state legislator. Quite an experience, I imagine. Huh?
It was. It was, especially the first couple of weeks. It was like taking a drink out of a fire hose. Having to learn a lot of the tax laws. I was on the I was vice chair of the Finance and Tax Committee under Senator Cook. He was a great leader and taught me a lot of different things I learned. It was a big learning curve, a lot of controversial bills, as you know, way more controversial than I thought and a lot of existing legislators thought as well. The abortion, the gun laws, lots of things, infrastructure out west, building it versus the east. And it was fun to see how we worked things out. There was more partisanship than I thought, bipartisanship, across the aisle. So it was a big learning curve, and I really enjoyed it. And the structure of government, North Dakota still is a small state. It's really interesting that anybody that has an idea can talk to their congressman, their House representative or senator.
Walk right on the floor, be part of that process, and pretty amazing. Mark Skogerbo is with me, and Mark has been active in grassroots political activism for a lot of years, and I know that you doing what you did and stepping up saying, I'm going to run, is something that more folks really need to do to participate in the process. Mark had a couple of questions about you, just about the upcoming conventions and things that are going to be happening in North Dakota, getting more people like you involved in the process. Go ahead, Mark, with Senator Campbell.
Hello, Senator Campbell. Pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anyway, we have, in February is such a big state for people that want to get involved. We talk to a lot of conservatives every day on the Common Sense Club, and they want to know what do they do and when are these congressional district conventions coming up?
They're all set up. Each district decides that the time and date. We just set up District 19's meeting. Actually, we're still in the process of it. It's tentatively going to be set up for February 22nd. But any time before the primaries, like I said, they're all, most of them will probably be in February or the early part of March. And that's where it starts. You can show an intent, show up at your district meetings and show some interest in running. And it's very simple to get going, throw your hat in the ring, and that's kind of what I did. It's a very simple process, and of course we're a smaller state. We have 46 districts, And I would encourage anybody that shows interest to participate in your local district meetings coming up in the next month and a half.
And now you are in District 19, so that means you're running again, aren't you?
Yes, and that's a new district. You know, the redistricting every 10 years when the population is taken, of course, the amount of districts stay the same, and the population has been increasing. So we actually, our old District 16, we actually lost our number. That went to West Fargo. We are kind of carved up. We kind of, most of it went down to District 19, which is the Larimore, Northwood, Gilby area, and Grafton is in that. So we're about 40% Grand Forks County, 60% Walsh County. So we're in a whole new district, and that kind of opened up some doors for me.
I'm sure. Our
two incumbents, one had to go to District 10, which he lived in, and then the other one, who was located in Northwood, I challenged and won in the primary, and then, of course, I won in the general election. So it was fun for me to experience that and to get involved.
And, you know, folks, especially with the redistricting and the fact that all of the odd-numbered congressional districts, both their senator and both of their House members, are running this year in 2014. So if you want to be part of the process, even going to the conventions, you need to come and be a delegate now and try to seek to be... Do you actually have endorsing conventions later on for people running for House and Senate?
That's typically each district is just their little conventions coming up, and then they determine the delegates. Of course, the convention's in Minot this spring, late spring, and it's an off presidential year. So typically, I know from our districts, there's less people that are interested. If it's a presidential year and it's typically closer to their, like the eastern half, if it's in Grand Forks or Fargo, it can be a challenge to become a delegate. But this year, since it's an off year, it's a little easier to become a delegate, so, and it's very easy. Typically, our district, there's 17 or 18 delegates. We might be able to get 10 extra ones, but that depends on our
funds. So you have some alternates, too, probably 17 alternates as well?
Yes, there's always alternates because of the people that can't make it at the last minute and so forth. But it's a very simple, easy process, and I'd encourage anybody to go out there, and your chairman is out there, and most of them are pretty helpful, and we encourage additional people from both parties to get involved because of it's an easy process, and it's just fun. And I got tired of kind of complaining in the coffee shops, and I said, you know, instead of complaining behind the scenes, I'm gonna complain and do something about it. So I kind of ran and was successful.
Well, I know that one of the big secrets to your life that helps you deal with the drinking out of the fire hose, the learning curve going straight up like a hockey stick, is your faith. And I'm sure there are times when you kind of shook your head and said, you know, me and God got to talk about this.
Yes, it is. And it was interesting. Last night, I was telling Scott a story. I had somebody that challenged me before the primary. They said, because I'm involved in a lot of different businesses, and they said, what are you going to put first? You're going to put your business or politics first? And I said, neither. Those two are going to be tied for third. And they looked at me, they go, what? And I said, I'm going to put God first and my family second, and then tied for third. And I think that's important. It's important to me, and I wouldn't want anybody else in my district or my state, or as far as that goes, my country, that wouldn't have those priorities. Because if you don't put God first or your family second, and you put your political career first, that just tells me where your priorities are with your family.
Thank you so much, Senator Campbell, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person.
Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And we are back live from Tioga today, Nessa Consulting Services. What's on your mind coming up? And we're looking forward to visiting. We're going to chat in just a moment with Jennifer Christensen from Nessa Consulting Services about the event center portion of this new facility in Tioga. Look forward to that. Get you a quick check of weather. I don't know if Mark has any sports headlines he wants to get in here before the end of the segment. We'll chat with Mark here in a little bit to wrap up the hour. Next hour, we'll begin taking your calls. On the program, we're also going to talk with Steve Jensen. Steve and his wife Patty farm north of Tioga, and that oil spill there on their land. We'll find out how cleanup efforts are coming. In the 10 o'clock hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer in our talk radio at Town Hall, and then we'll host right here at this beautiful facility a community roundtable with Congressman Cramer and Senator Campbell. Talking with some local folks as well. Look forward to that coming up on the program today. Right now, let me introduce you to Jennifer Christensen. Jennifer is in charge of the event center here at this beautiful facility of Nessa Consulting Services. Jennifer, how are you?
Great. Good to be here.
Good to be here. Now, I'm so excited for the community of Tioga to have a facility like this that is available to them. Talk a little bit about how this has been used so far.
Yes, it's wonderful. We've had several businesses hold safety meetings here or safety training, and we've had other people from the community host bridal showers, birthday parties, their own personal parties for products they sell. So it's really been used a lot.
And describe the facility. When people call and say, well, what do you have? What can I do there? Talk about that.
Well, our conference center, it has all your IT equipment you would need. We have a big projection screen with a laptop, so you can do PowerPoint slideshows. We have any type of, like, wireless mics you would need. So, you know, you get all the sound. You also have a kitchen available to you, so if you need to make a meal or have a meal catered. And then, you know, we also have, like, the reception area, too, if you need extra seating or more room. We really can hold a lot of people.
What do you say group-wise? What do you tell folks as far as what you can accommodate for folks?
You know, it just depends. I would say as far as for meetings or safety training, a good 40 to 50 people.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. The thing that it's hard to convey when you're talking about, you know, the facility and what's available size-wise and everything else is the warmth. I mean, the warmth of the facility is, it just feels like home.
Well, yes, we always, you know, have it decorated really nice. We got the fireplace going. If you need that, we do. We want you to, you know, feel at home, feel comfy.
Yeah, it really is. And there literally are nice, beautiful, big, comfy lounge chairs for folks around the fireplace, and obviously the conference table, and still decorated for Christmas. I love that. The trees are up, and the nativity scene out there, and a big American flag, and it's just, it is absolutely beautiful and very functional.
Yes, very functional.
And so this is available, and, you know, you got a calendar out. I mean, how far are you booking out now as far as events?
Actually, I'm pretty open right now for events. We got a big event coming up in April, the ND Petroleum Council. But otherwise, you know, schedule's pretty open. It's $150 to rent it and then a $250 deposit. And you just call the office and ask to speak with me and I'll get you scheduled.
And to give you an idea on a price point, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Farm Festival building actually costs more and has a bigger deposit and it's basically a Quonset.
You got to bring all your own stuff. Yeah. We provide a lot of it.
Yeah, so it's a great bargain and a great give back for the community and everything else. You also have daycare here.
Yes.
Which is really neat. I was actually just doing a little chat with the folks from K-Fire, and I said, do I hear a kitten meowing, or what am I hearing? Is a baby crying, Scott? I said, well, my gosh, you can tell our oldest is 10. I've forgotten what a baby crying sounds like, but you talk about the daycare facility.
Oh, it's a great facility. I have an eight-month-old son, and he goes there, and daycare is awesome. The gals that work there are great. It's just a really friendly, fun atmosphere, and I know my son loves it, and it's busy, I'll tell you that. I work fill in there once in a while, and it keeps you busy.
And how many do they have openings?
I don't believe they have any openings right now. They're pretty full. I think they got about 15 kids in there. So
wow.
We're going to have to find more people or something.
And that's available not only for NASA employees, but anybody in the community when they have
openings. Yes, they do drop-ins if they have a slot open and stuff. So
wow. Another reason to call NASA Consulting. I love it. So tell folks what they do need to do if they want to book a room or you know get a date on the calendar for the facility here, Jennifer.
Yeah, if they need to do that, they can call the office. And if I'm not in every day, but they can leave a message for me, and I'll be sure to get back to them. Or they can shoot me an email, which is pretty easy. And then that I'm able to get to every day.
And your email is?
It's JenniferChristensen@NessetConsulting.com.
All one word.
Yes.
All right. If you go to NessetConsulting.com, you also can see the facility, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are different pictures on there.
So you can see how beautiful this is and check it all out. Well, thanks for having us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
And we're looking forward to it. And NASA Consulting providing our lunch today. And RC and Randy are going to be our hosts for the roundtable that will take place with Congressman Kevin Cramer and Senator Tom Campbell. Meeting some local folks that will be happening between 11 and 12:30 here at NASA Consulting Service today. So we're looking forward to that as well in Tioga. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Good to talk with you. And again, I encourage folks to give them a call here at NASA Consulting Service. And I agree with you, Mark. We ought to have a Freedom Club meeting here. Our next one, we did the last one at the Farm Festival building, and I think we might want to upgrade a little bit and do it right here. Because you could give a little PowerPoint presentation, couldn't you?
Yeah, that would be just great to have that place. It sounds like just a terrific place. I'd like to go there next time.
It is absolutely beautiful.
How many people could fit in there?
They can do, I think 50 to 100, depending on kind of the seating, you know, that you set up. So I think we could accommodate a good, robust Freedom Club meeting. So should be lots of fun. Timberwolves win or lose last night?
Had the night off. Tonight they're playing at the Wild as well.
All right. The Wild, were they off last night too?
Yeah, and Strasser was the first defensive in history to win back-to-back defenseman to win back-to-back games.
Perfect. All right, folks. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it is also giving us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.